Good morning. I have two items on my agenda this morning. They're both in reference to the Oak Orchard Sanitary Sewer District. Expansion number one area. It's also known as Sussex County Contract 09-10. You may recall last month we established rates for the district and allowed connections to begin. We had three contracts on the project. We now have completed the third contract, which obviously allowed connections to begin. That contract was with Underground Utilities Corporation. We've established the date of completion as April 18, 2012. This was a contract overrun. The actual end of the term of the contract was March 15th of 2011, so there will be substantial penalties incurred by the contractor. I still have to work on closing that out with the contractor. We have started a negotiation process. We will continue to work on that. However, today's business is just to grant substantial completion as of April 18, 2012, and I have a motion that I can read.
Please, sir, read the motion.
Excuse me, just find my motion. Be it moved based upon a recommendation of the engineering consultants, George Miles and Buer, LLC, and the County Engineering Department, that the Sussex County Council grant substantial completion effective April 18, 2012 for Sussex County contract number 09-10, Oak Orchard Sanitary Sewer District expansion area number one to Underground Utilities Corporation, and that the final payment be made and any held retainage be released in accordance with the terms and conditions of the contract documents.
Entertain a motion?
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Phillips, second.
Second.
Mrs. Deaver, any questions on the motion? I got a question, Mr. Rizzo. Does that, hearing you say that, does that mean that we're going to pay them and then work out how much they owe us back?
We have some payments left to be made to them, but those payments are, I'll use the term of temporary on hold until we negotiate this closeout. We met with them about 10 days ago, and numbers were discussed. We agreed to one thing we want to do is we still have them working down on the area to complete some punch list items, such as the folks at Captain's Grant brought up at the public hearing. So they still have a presence in the area, but we still have to continue to negotiate that closeout of the actual numbers. Now, Susie and I work together when we set the rates for this project, so we have some parameters that we have to work within. But the key is we incurred cost from March 15th of 2011 to April 18, 2012. For example, I have another motion for extra inspection time and other costs that were incurred by the county, and we need to be reimbursed for those costs. They're known as liquidated damages in the contract.
So in your negotiation, we won't actually pay them all we owe them until we work out.
That is correct. Okay. That is correct. There are penalties that will be enforced against the contractor.
And, of course,
are those penalties brought before us for a vote?
They are generally part of a balancing change order that I execute with the contractor. Now, more recently, the USDA group that funded the project has indicated to me that I can no longer do that as part of my balancing change order. So I have to figure out there will be a means for me to come before the county council, but I can no longer do it as part of that balancing change order. So I sort of need some direction from them exactly how is it done. Is it as simple as me just deducting it from their final payment? But nonetheless, I believe I need to bring some kind of motion before the county council to authorize that penalty.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Any more questions? No, we'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
And the second order of business is with our inspection consultant, George Miles and Buer. For the time period that they spent on the contract above and beyond what was intended by the contract, we have a proposed contract amendment of $33,377.29. And I have a motion I can read to that effect as well.
Question before the motion, and it's probably separate. They are the inspection
That's correct.
Did they all, and that's considered the consultant on the project?
That's correct. If you remember, for Oak Orchard, we had the three consultants. We had George Miles and Buehr, Davis Bowen and Friedel, and Cabe Associates. Unfortunately, George Miles and Buehr had the short straw and ended up with Underground Utilities as their contractor.
Hmm. Did they also do the design?
They did the design for this particular contract. That's correct.
Okay. Is it wise to have both the design as well as the inspection done by the same entity?
I believe it is, because there are always questions that come up during the construction period, and we are able to get a clear direction from the consultant within his own group of what was intended by the design. Whereas if I had a completely different inspection agency, I would have to go back. You know, there wouldn't be that commonality of the work being performed by the people who also did the design. For example, quite often the design engineer might attend the progress meeting and deal with the issues that come up during the construction. So I do believe there's some benefit of the commonality of the design consultant also doing the inspection.
If the contractor found flaws in the design, though, wouldn't the inspector be hesitant to acknowledge those flaws since they also did the design?
I have not encountered that being the case. Generally, when there are flaws in the design, it is a group effort to correct the flaw, because generally it will, the end response is it is an extra to Sussex County. If there's a design in the contract, generally, one way or another, it ends up as a change order that we have to pay for.
Okay.
Any more questions? Yeah, motion, Mr. Chairman.
Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the County Engineering Department, that the Sussex County Council authorizes its president to execute contract amendment number 5 with George Miles and Buehr LLC of Salisbury, Maryland, to provide additional contract administration and resident project representation services to accommodate the time period after the expiration of the contract term for Sussex County project number 09-10, Oak Orchard Sanitary Sewer District, Area 1 and Pump Station 326 and 327 at a net cost increase not to exceed $33,377.29.
Entertain a motion.
I'll make it.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver.
Second.
Second, Mr. Cole. Any questions on the motion?
I see on this, there's $49,000 deducted, $29,000 deducted, $112,000 added.
Right.
So in the end, are we to the good or to the bad?
We are to the bad in the fact that the contract is $33,000 more, and that we will be reimbursed that by the penalties charged against Underground Utilities. So we're not to the bad overall. Now, what we did was we had extra monies left in design on the contract, and we had extra monies left on the other inspection for the other two contracts. So it was one common contract for George Miles and Buehr, Davis Bowen, Friedel, and Cabe. So overall, we're going to see an increase of $33,000, but the increase would have been larger had we not had these deducts. For example, we were able to get the design done cheaper, and the other inspection, the contracts went very straightforward, so we had some cost savings there. So this amendment is balancing the design of the project versus the inspection by the other two consultants plus George Miles and Buehr.
Okay.
So the county engineer is the final inspector on this job.
Am I the final inspector? I generally have the final word on important decisions, but no, I don't go out and do daily inspection.
I'm just following up what Vance asked, that, you know, hardly two people, the same man's doing the same job here, the design work and also the doing
that's
work.
Correct.
So it looks like it's going to come back to the final inspection, it has to be the county.
I would agree. They are like an agent for the county, just like if you have a, you know, you're building a house and you have a contractor working for you, it's your house and you're giving him direction.
Yeah, but in that analogy, the house's architect is also not the inspector. I just see an inherent conflict there,
okay.
But that's
something
something
we can
for another
talk about. Yeah.
And actually, when you deal underground utilities on your penalties, what you're going to deal with them on is the actual $112,000.
That's correct. And more.
Right. I'm saying that. Okay. Yeah. Any more questions on the motion? Take your vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yeah.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Addie Diptula. Good morning.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to talk about it this morning. I saw you brought your water.
Good morning. I'm here to present to you proposed project requesting inclusion in Chapter 96 of Sussex County Code, Sussex Community Improvement Program, the Lockwood Proposed Suburban Community Improvement Project. I'm just going to give you some brief background. They're located on Dorman Road, County Road 288A, northwest of Angola. The streets are 2.5 miles in length, privately owned and maintained by the Lockwood Property Owners Association. The subdivision was built in phases, first recorded in 1973, and it's identified on county tax records as County Tax Map 23411, parcels 118 through 419. There's 244 buildable parcels in the project, and it includes the entire subdivision in our project scope. We received a formal request February 14, 2011, and since that time, we met with them repeatedly to go over the county code. The new county code was new to them. We determined that the project met all the criteria in the code, and we sat down and worked up an estimate and drafted a petition form, and that was sent out in August of 11. And after that was done, we received back 124 valid petitions, which represents 51% of the total buildable parcels within the project, and that meets the county requirement of more than 50%. We did a detailed cost estimate in-house and estimated to cost $880,142.59, and that includes a $70,600 monetary donation from Stephen Class of Lockwood LLC. This breaks down into an annual assessment for taxable property of $324.43 for a 15-year time period, or they do have an option to pay a one-time lump sum payment. The final cost will obviously won't be in place until we actually do the construction.
Would they save money by paying in advance?
Yes, they wouldn't pay interest. The main improvement being considered is overlay of Type C hot mix on all existing streets. March 24th, we had a public meeting with the owners and discussed our proposal, sent out the notice as per the code. So the next step in the program is to present this resolution to County Council today to do the following: accept Lockwood into the Chapter 96 program, approve the estimated annual assessment for the project, and schedule date, time, and place for an election, which I have is Thursday, June 28th, 2012, from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. at Sussex East Manor House in Lewis, Delaware. I'm having it there because that's where they normally have their Homeowners Association meeting, so I figured that would be easier for most people to find. And there's a provision for absentee ballots. And also to ask for you to appoint me as judge of the election and direct our department to go ahead and provide notice of the election as per the code. And David Rutt did approve the resolution that I'm presenting to you. And if the project does proceed, we plan to begin construction sometime in the spring of 2013. Any questions?
Question from council?
Was this, I'm trying to read, brought up to state?
requirements, or are they just at county standard?
It's private. It's going to maintain it private.
Okay.
You have a motion?
I guess I need a motion from you to present the resolution.
Okay.
I make a motion that we adopt the
the
resolution, which was the Lockwood proposed resolution.
We have a motion. And I need a second.
Second.
Mrs. Deaver, to adopt the resolution as presented. Any questions on that motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Okay. The resolution that I'm bringing before you establishes date, time, and place and judge for an election to be held to consider the Lockwood proposed Chapter 96 Sussex Community Improvement Project. I don't need to read the entire thing, right?
No. Entertain a motion.
Make a motion.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver. Yes. Second, Mr. Cole. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. You have a good day.
You too. Thank you for using both sides of the paper. It saves money, saves trees. Thank you.
I'm all about that.
Julie Cooper.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. I am here because we've recently finished a project at the airport. It's the Rudder Lane Drainage Improvements. I was here in December for a bid award, and it was awarded to TO Construction. And the notice to proceed was in February. And they, in the past few weeks, they've completed the project, relocated the fence, widened the swales, installed one new swale, and raised the elevation of the road pavement. So I'm here to ask for a substantial completion, and I have a balancing change order. So I did put in your packet a summary of the costs and a fact sheet on the project. I do have a motion, but are there any questions?
Mm-hmm. Read your motion once you've got questions.
Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, that Sussex County Council grant substantial completion effective May 11th, 2012, to Teal Construction Incorporated of Dover, Delaware, for Sussex County Project 0924, Rudder Lane Drainage Improvements, and further, that balancing change order number one be approved in the amount of $4,930.18, thereby increasing the contract amount from $164,988 to $169,918.18. And that final payment be made and any held retainage be released in accordance with the terms and conditions of the contract document. That's a long one.
Entertain a motion.
Make it.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver. Second, Mr. Cole. Any questions on the motion?
I thought you would come in for a final inspection, but you didn't. So.
Any more questions?
It's in time.
We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes, and I'm glad we're handling this drainage issue with this project.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Same reason.
Oh, sorry. Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Grant requests, Susan Webb.
Only one today, the BB Medical Foundation.
Well, of course, it serves the whole community, but I would take make $500 donation out of my account.
What about more?
Mr. Cole probably wants to add to that.
How much did you say?
I'd take $500.
Well, what's a table called? Weren't we going to get a table, Susie?
To my knowledge, but
have we granted money in previous years?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
What is the money have we granted?
Right now, a table is $2,750.
How about a half a table?
They only are saying 12 seats.
12?
Is a table. You can get tickets and find a table.
Can you bring your own table?
No, you can get tickets and find a seat, or you can buy a table.
Do we have a motion?
I'll second that motion.
We have a motion to grant $500 to Ms. Deaver's account. Second, Mr. Cole. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Proposed zoning ordinances introduction. Mr. Moore.
There are none.
Any additional business brought before council? Mr. Geis, moving forward here.
And Mr. Vincent, if I may, as he brings that forward, I just want to reiterate that the purpose for the additional business is so the public can bring matters up, and we should not engage in discussion if we want to discuss it further. At that point, we should just put it on the agenda at a later date. If council persons have a question and want something put on the agenda, obviously it's a time to do that, but not a time for the council to discuss things, because otherwise they should be on the agenda.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Dan Kramer.
My name is Dan Kramer. These guys come in and want to complain about the inland bays. I'll tell you what, and then blame the council for it. I got news for them. What they ought to do, we could solve this problem very simply. If they all packed up their turkey and went home and left the county, it solved their own problem.
We'll entertain a motion to go into executive session for personnel and pending case litigation.
Did they sign in late?
They did not sign up.
Too late.
Mr. Moore?
It's at the pleasure of the chair.
Budenweiser, you have 3 minutes. Come forward, please.
Did the other gentleman also sign in, or is he just listening?
He does need to sign in.
Okay. We are running ahead of time, sir.
Appreciate your quick business today.
Thank you for giving me a moment to speak. Sign in here real quick.
That better be important to give you special time here.
Thank you, Councilman. Thank you, Chairman. Eric Budenweiser, Georgetown, Delaware. Just want to take a quick look at the argument that is constantly used in your plight to emasculate the office of the sheriff of the state of Delaware. The argument I always hear is that you're terrified that if we give our current sheriff one extra dime in order that he try to make good on some of his campaign promises, then presto change-o, it will result in a $50 million a year county police force, just like the one in Newcastle County. Therefore, we can't afford to support the office of the sheriff. We are conservatives, and this would cause our taxes to go way up, and nobody can be a conservative that they support the office of the sheriff, because it will grow our government. This is the one argument that you guys always seem to fall back on as to why we must never allow the office of the sheriff to be anything more than just a process server and seller of distressed property, even though you have complete control of the office of the sheriff's budget, and therefore it can only grow as much as you allow it to grow. Now, for argument's sake, let us pretend that that Delaware actually goes the way of Connecticut, which is the only state in the nation that has completely abolished the office of the sheriff. The state constitution, let's say that the Delaware state constitution is amended, the office of sheriff no longer exists here in Delaware, and therefore nothing can now be blamed on the office of the sheriff. I'm sorry, I thought I had your attention.
You do.
Isn't it possible that a future county council may someday decide to start up its own county police force? They might, for instance, decide that they want a police force that answers to the county, not to the state, and it would certainly be within the power of a future county council to start their own county police force. Who knows why they might decide to do it, but it could happen. However, this future county police force certainly could not be blamed on the office of the sheriff, as we just agreed, it was abolished. Don't you see that your only argument fails miserably when it's put to the test? I spoke to Rich Collins last night. He started using this argument on me, and I told him this debate point, and he admitted that I was correct and that your legislation is unnecessary, as you control the office of the sheriff's budget. You might say, now, Eric, why in the world would a future county council ever decide to start a county police force that answers to the county and not the state? Does anybody want to ask me that question? No? All right, well, future county council might realize some things that are going on right now,
and decide that, in fact, it's time for change. So there are many reasons why a future county council may decide someday to start its own county police force. Not saying that it will ever happen. I'm only saying that it is possible. And without an office of the sheriff to blame it on, only the county council could be responsible for it happening, not the office of the sheriff.
If you could kind of close up, please.
That's it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
You're next, sir. I can't pronounce your name, so I won't try to murder it. If you'd state your name, that'd be good.
Yes, sir. Bart Tovaness. I'm from Deal Island. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I just wanted to bring out a few things. There, what some good sheriffs have done across the country. Richard Mack, Arizona sheriff, he is founder of Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. He's traveling across the country speaking about the duties and offices of the sheriff. Fulton County, Georgia, the sheriff deputies refused to evict a 104-year-old woman and her 83-year-old daughter on the sheriff's decision, and it might have saved their lives. Elkhart County, Indiana Sheriff Brad Rogers stopped the federal government from harassing some farmers about some milk. Maricopa County, Arizona Sheriff Joe Arpecchio standing up to the federal government over illegal immigrants. Five, Hudspeth County, Texas Sheriff Arvin West told farmers to arm themselves against illegal immigrants because of the flow of the illegal immigrants across the border. Bighorn County, Wyoming, Sheriff Mattis kicked the federal government out of his county. They have to get permission to come in. Wicomico County, Maryland, Sheriff Mike Lewis, the Sarah Foxwell case where he got everybody together to search and help track down the killers and did an excellent job. There's a nationwide movement to eliminate sheriffs. And in Carroll County, Maryland, Allegheny County, Maryland, they tried to eliminate the sheriff's departments, and the people got up and voted against it. As a matter of fact, they've got new commissioners. They all have new boards of county commissioners. That's all I have. I would like to do this, gentlemen and ladies, if I could leave you something on the sheriff, if I could give it to you.
Certainly. You can hand it to Mr. Lawson at the end down there, at the far end.
There are five of them here for each one of you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, sir.
Mr. Guy has brought to my attention that there was one other that wanted to sign on the sheet as well. And since through the pleasure of the chair, allowed the two others. However, I would like to point out that we should make sure that if persons want to speak, they speak before it's brought up. I know Mr. Kramer's always back there for the entire meeting. He signs up early to be able to speak, and people need to do the same.
I would totally agree, sir. I was trying to be open here, but...
I think in the future we could alleviate that problem by entertaining a motion from the floor to go into executive session as soon as the last one is offered that opportunity.
I'll make a motion.
Yeah, that is correct.
We'll do that in the future.
That is correct.
I'll be short. Rich Collins, Positive Growth Alliance. First of all, I want to invite you all to our banquet on June 15th. We're going to be giving Vance Phillips the Individual Freedom Award. It's going to be at the Cheer Center. We'd love to have you all. After the little presentation this morning on the buffers, I went down to planning and zoning. Just for the record, I just want you to know, we went through the books from 2008 on. It appears that there would not have been 1 inch of buffer created or even applied for. There have been no projects in a quick scan now, but it appears there hadn't been a single project applied for since 2008 that would have created any new buffer on the inland bays. And given the number of lots that are out there waiting, most likely there will be none for years to come. I think if we're going to actually improve the environment, we have to find some techniques that can be applied now, not an infinite number of years in the future. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Now, I'll entertain a motion to go to executive session for personnel and obtain litigation.
Second. So moved.
Motion, Mr. Phillips, second.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Cole.
Yes.
Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. We're now going to executive session.